Hey, podcast listeners, this is Christy Powell. I'm here today with Angela Gardner at Women Talk Construction. Hi, Angela. How are you today?
Hey, Christy. I'm great. I'm great. Good. It's Friday. Good. Even though it's raining outside and we have a few thunderstorms happening, it's the weekend coming. So
yes, Fridays are always nice. And by the way, because of the storms, please disregard any storm noise that you might hear in the back of this podcast today. We're going to do something a little different today that we don't get to do a lot, and that's just have a conversation between the two of us so that you all can hear what's been going on. I'm sure you've seen, because of our fantastic, what do I want to call Angela? Social media concierge.
No.
She's like the bomb when it comes to
shouting
out. Well, I'm learning from her. She's just really highlighting other people, making sure that we're serving our industry, and just love her. But I know you know that we've had a lot going on, and we're just going to talk a little bit about, you know, Women in Construction Week, International Women's Day, and Women's History Month, because we have been slammed, a good slammed, but we just wanted to talk about the real things that happen when we're slammed and why it's so important and why, you know, why we do what we do every day.
Yeah.
It does feed a passion, but that passion also sometimes exhausts us. So I'm just going to ask Angela a few questions about what she's been up to. I luckily, and we'll talk more about that on another podcast where Angela is going to interview me. I luckily, or unluckily, scheduled a vacation 18 months prior to Women in Construction Week, and I had no idea that was the same week. So it was a fun week trying to relax during all the things going on.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Let me just mention something before you get started.
Because sure.
Another reason why we're doing this is because you and I both got probably at least 100 people or more that reached out to us and wanted to collaborate, especially during just this week. And in a way, we're kind of sharing with you what happened so that you know why we this is just not a great week for us to collaborate on anything.
Right.
Because we're already doing so much. But I just wanted to say that.
Yeah, that's good. That's really good. Because we hate to say no, especially when it comes to uplifting other women anywhere for any reason. Like,
or
we
a company
really,
or anything, right?
Yeah. And of course, our jobs are first.
Our jobs are first.
Our jobs are first priority.
Yes. But so I guess we'll get started.
Yeah. Right? Let's do it. Okay.
Okay.
So because I was afar with very little cell phone service, standing on a picnic table on one leg and holding an arm up on the other.
I wanted a picture of that.
Well, don't tell Michael, because he was trying to take a picture when it happened.
He might have to ask him about it. Get it?
Yes. Please don't. Women in Construction Week for me is exciting. It's empowering. It's fulfilling and uplifting, but also exhausting and peoply. And yes, that is a word. I have a sign.
What is it?
Peoply.
Peoply. How do you spell that?
My husband has a sign on his dresser that says it's too peoply out there.
I love it.
Yeah, he really does like quiet and, you know, just alone time a lot.
Yeah.
So let me go back to what I was saying. So it's also exhausting, right? It's uplifting. Yeah. It's amazing. We all feel super energized, but it's also exhausting, peoply, you know, the new word, my new word, and overstimulating. I felt like was a really good word to use. How do you adjust to all the hype and then go back to the normal everyday business of life and work after?
Is there a normal and everyday
ramping up? Probably not, but
not for us.
When I was thinking of this question, though, I was thinking of it from a perspective of we get really excited, ramped up.
Yeah.
We love the attention there is on women in our industry, women in general. It's really cool to see all the people highlighting them. Mm-hmm. And then you have to go back to like reality where we're the only, you know, all of our groups, the people that are really focused on it are the only ones talking about it again, right?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I made sure that on our post, we talked about the fact that this doesn't need to be just a week or a month.
Right.
And I even made that comment on other people's post too. And so I feel like that's how our audience feels. And, and I'm talking men and women. So I guess if that kind of answers your question a little bit about that, you know. I think it we does. Both feel like it should be. Now, of course, doing all this for 1 week, you know, because we all need to participate and take advantage of it because everyone else is, right?
Right. Right.
We had our Women Construction Forum group sharing. Tommy Jones was sharing every day all the cool projects at Clemson.
Yes.
And all the women on it and younger women too. And so, you know, we want to be a part of that.
And we're making an impact, right? Like all we wanted when we started this was to see more women lifting up other women and showcasing the fact that they're really good at their jobs.
Yep.
Right. Whatever that happens to be, you could be a hairdresser, but talk about it, you know, talk about it. You're good at it. Do it. Yeah.
Firefighter.
Yeah. Yeah. All the things.
Or even be a CEO. Cause that's just,
we're hoping that what we're doing is encouraging other women to step up and say, hey, I'm doing this too. I'm doing this too. I'm doing this too. And I'm helping other women. Unifying women is like a big passion of mine. So anyway, so what I really wanted to hit on was sometimes after all that hype, I do get, I don't know if it's the exhaustion, I don't know if it's hormones, I don't know if it's just the letdown of all the energy that just like was so fulfilling during that week. Mm-hmm. But oftentimes I'll get in a little slump after all of it is over. And I was just wondering, like that's kind of where my question was going to lead. About the normal everyday business and getting back to life when you got all this energy and all this hype, and then you got to get back to your regular, oh, I got to cook breakfast. I got to do groceries. Like, how do you adjust?
Still had to do a lot of cook dinner, even after I did that last week too.
We went out a lot that week.
You know, I just do it. Now, I'm not saying that I don't, you know, have days and I tell you this moments when I've just, you know, my mindset is not in a great place, but I know that about myself. And I even shared on social that, you know, even when I'm like, say I have a busy work day, I take a step away from my laptop and I walk around or I stretch. I know my body needs different things now because I'm older and I need that to, you know, get a fresh perspective. It was last week, right? Yes, it was a lot. So, but I know that we have to do that. And that's what we do.
Yes.
And then we get a break.
Yes. Well, that's good. I just wanted you to share that because people think, I mean, you even posted something about Superwoman this morning, right?
Oh, Wonder Woman. Well, that, yeah.
Wonder Woman. Yeah. We really aren't Wonder Woman. We really aren't Superwoman. I'm an average everyday dork like that, literally.
I'm not a dork.
That is my title in my family. So, you know, I get up every morning and I deal with the same things everybody else does. And just because social media looks like we have it all together and we're doing everything perfectly.
We don't.
We do have days that we aren't perfect and it's okay. It really is okay. And we are surrounded by friends and colleagues and peers that are okay with that too. Us not being okay all day and being Superwoman. Now we still have to be Superwoman to the kids because kids don't allow us to be anything less some days. But that's why I wanted to share that question.
Telling your stories to the right people is our job. Building things is yours. Till House is a small, woman-owned, full-service marketing agency specializing in helping businesses realize their full potential and then grow into that potential. Telling your story is an art, and we take pride in our craft. Till House, where stories meet strategy. Find us on the web to learn more. TillHouseStrategies.com.
All right. So another thing that you did this week that I really wanted to highlight.
Okay.
You went and talked on a panel of some amazing women at the CTE. So first of all, tell us what CTE is and then tell us a little bit about that conversation that happened on that panel.
They had two panels, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. And I went to that one and that was on Friday and it was awesome. I got to sit there with four other amazing women doing work. You know, in most of them in non-traditional sectors, one was going to be, well, one is at Sage. She works there. I think she's the marketing VP for that company. And that's a manufacturing all over. I think they're all over the world. And they mainly do automotive parts. And then there's another woman that just recently is starting an organization in Spartanburg, and she's just a phenon. And then there's, I don't remember their names. Sorry. I'll definitely mention them in the post and highlight them.
I just pulled up their Instagram. So I was going to talk a little bit more about them if you don't care, real quick.
Oh, about CTE Innovation.
Yeah, just what it says. GCS Technology Center offers new programs, aerospace, emerging automotive research, energy, networking, and cybersecurity, automation, and robotics. It does not say anywhere on their website what CTE actually stands for, but I'm assuming it's communications, technology, and possibly engineering.
I think it's center technology. I don't know, but they're doing really cool things with students. And if you ever are in the upstate and want to visit, that's an awesome career center in our area. And Katie
Porter is amazing.
Yeah, I think she's the executive director. She lifts up her students totally. And we're so lucky to have a lot of career centers around in Anderson, Oconee, you know, Spartanburg, Greenville that do this. And I'm sure there are so many more out there.
Yeah.
Across the U.S. And
yes.
And that's what we need.
Yeah. And if you are a career center and you're listening to this podcast, or you know somebody that runs a career center anywhere in the United States, we would love to connect with them for a number of reasons, just to make sure that we are supporting you in any way that we can.
Yeah.
So, All right, let's move on to the next one, Angela. Next question, unless you have something else you want to add to that.
No, but I kind of wanted just to go through like what I actually did that whole week. So people, is that one of your questions?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, so you can do that, but let me ask you one more question before you do that for us.
Okay.
Just so y'all can see that Angela is a Wonder Woman.
Oh.
You ought to see this list, by the way. I know you're an amazing brand builder and social media concierge. I don't even know if I spelled that right on my notes. Can you give the audience some background on how much work it took for you to be engaged all week and why it's so important during the best week in our industry for women?
That's hard to answer. I mean, of course, what motivates me is seeing others' responses to what we're doing. I mean, I love getting feedback. You and I both. And that motivates me tremendously.
Me too.
And seeing success. And so, you know, I just plow through it. Plus, it's just important for everyone to see because that's the most visible week for all of us. And then we need to be doing, which you and I do, is we're also, you know, liking other people's posts and liking what other people
sharing
are doing and sharing what other people are doing.
Sharing the other events.
Yes. It's not about us.
Right.
It's about others. And hopefully we express that, maybe in an indirect way through the way we share on social or on our podcast or on our YouTube channel. So that's what I would say.
Okay. So before Angela starts this long list that I couldn't even read fast enough to finish on time, I want to say that I just want to say something about Angela. She doesn't know I'm going to do this.
Oh my God. Goodness, we didn't go over this.
We didn't, and we're not
on the script.
I wouldn't, but I just have to say that you are so inspiring to other people because you're always thinking of others first. And I just wanted to tell you that. So everything that she's getting ready to list that she did this week, she does it with fervor. She does it with kindness. She does it with the best attitude. And I can be honest with you, when I've got way too many things going on my calendar, sometimes my attitude is less than stellar, but I try real hard. But Angela always has a smile on her face, and she's really great at just making people feel welcome.
Well, I feel the same way about you, and you are that too.
Thank you.
And I know that's why we make a really good team. Go team, right?
Yeah. High five. Absolutely. All right. So go after this list. So, now, wait. One more thing real quick.
Yeah.
If you're listening and you want to learn more about social media and how to really make a big impact that matters, where you're an impactor and not an influencer, take note of some of the things Angela's getting ready to say.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely use it. So, okay. I'm going to get through this real quick. So Monday through Friday, I was basically totally busy. Plus, we have other things going on all throughout the month. But of course, I needed to post every day on my personal account, on the Women Talk Construction account. And then I was also managing the Hill account to make sure it was, you know, what we needed to get out there. And then, which
you by were the also way, helping women confidence builders during that time.
Oh yeah, women confidence builders and women construction forum. And then the first day on Monday, I went to an Anderson Chamber luncheon, and that was a lot of fun. So I got to connect with Messer Construction because Matt came to that. And then the next day on Tuesday, I went to an ABC Carolinas breakfast where we talked about, I know, it was really cool. Brian spoke and he talked about building resilience around marketing in times of economic uncertainty. And actually, I would really like to make a separate podcast on just that for you and me. So
let's do it. Yeah.
Okay. And then, oh, this was a Carhartt shirt that my team gave me for women. Nice. And we gave all of our women this really cool three-quarter. Yeah,
oh, I like
really,
it.
It's really nice. It's very hot right now, but I wanted to wear it. And then I went to a Women Confidence Builders event on Wednesday where the whole thing was awesome. But of course, I did have a focused share where my marketing team that I work with, four different consultants, they got together and did a panel on how you build your dream team, because that's what I feel like I've done with all of them. And they're super wonderful. So, yeah. And I mean, that whole show was wonderful. I got to meet a lot of people that I hadn't seen face to face. So Alicia was one of them, but I'm not going to go into all that. And then I had a 6 a.m. safety meeting on Thursday, which means I have to get up at 4 a.m. You'll see my nice little video on that on Instagram if you want to check that out. And then I also did, we had shared a, and I'm going to listen to this. Paramex sent us, me and us, a safety vest that's specifically made for women. And so what I did was I had, and of course, all the guys really liked the fact that it has this really soft material on the back.
If you're watching on YouTube, you can see this, but since you're listening on a podcast, it is some soft material that like surrounds your skin on the vest.
Yeah, well, and then you can also see it on a post, but, and we'll probably share about this more, but I got a couple of my women to check wear that, and we did a post about that for them. And then on Friday, I went to that was International Women's Day, and I went to an Anderson Chamber luncheon, women's luncheon, which was cool. That's where I did the CTE Innovation Center Women's Panel, which was super cool. Thanks, Katie. And then I went to dinner with two peers in construction, and that was awesome. But you know, I want to share this too. There are other things that you and I have happening too. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to get ready to do a panel with the women in engineering at Anderson University. I kind of pushed that out because we couldn't do everything in 1 week.
Yes.
And then what else? We have a Women Construction Forum happy hour that's coming up. That's next week. And that's a lot of fun. And then, of course, you know, I consider these recordings that you and I get to do, you know, mm-hmm. very special. And we got a few of those in just a second. We're going to get on.
Yes.
But it's always a fun month and especially a fun week. But of course, it's super special when we can do this all year round, right?
It is, yes.
And that's what you and I get to do.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what else I think is special that really like highlighted the week for me, even though I was trying to take a vacation, is that the men that we work with every single day.
Yeah.
3 years ago, looked a lot different than the male allies that we have today. And I felt like that was a really big celebration to reflect on that this week.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, it was awesome to see a lot of their comments. It's really great. So everyone out there, keep doing it, keep sharing. And because they really mean a lot to everyone, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it does. Well, the men that are supporting us as allies are going to be heard by the other men who are not listening or
they just
don't paying attention, right?
Yeah.
Maybe they're just not been around anybody to talk about the conversation. But the men, male allies are going to be heard easier mm-hmm. and better. So we really want all the men that we can get involved
in.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Well, it was a great conversation today, Angela. And it was great to hear like what went on for you all week. I know that it wasn't easy. Because we do it together a lot, but sometimes
you were
I was helping a little. You'll hear a little bit more about my story later, but
yeah.
Thank you, Angela, for everything you did during Women in Construction Week and Women History Week.
I did it for everyone.
Thank you, listeners. Bye.
Thank you.
Well, that's all for this episode. Thank you so much for listening to the Women Talk Construction podcast with your hosts, Christy Powell and Angela Gardner. See you next time.